Nick Jonas told the young musicians he has dreamed of performing since he was 5 or 6 years old. He first appeared in Broadway musicals and then became a pop sensation with his brother. Just 18 now and already a big star, the youngest member of the Jonas Brothers was just one of the music professionals sharing their insights into the business. At the week-long camp, student musicians have a chance to perform, while others who want careers in music production spend their days learning the technical side of the business. Grammy camper Ben Lopiccolo is honing his skills in another part of the industry as a music reporter.
I found that I really enjoyed writing and telling people about music that I like to kind of expand their taste.
These teens hope to be part of an industry that is rapidly changing, in large part, says the Grammy Foundation's Kristen Madsen, because of social networking on sites like Facebook and Twitter.
I would say that that's probably the biggest theme that you can see is watching the artists and the professionals come through and talk about there are new ways and new roadmaps for kids to succeed in the music industry, and they have a lot more access to doing it themselves.
13-year-old Grayson Chance is a perfect example of that. He's about to release his first album and told the other young musicians his career began with a music video posted on YouTube. Nick Jonas says he and his two brothers first connected with fans on sites like MySpace and still reach out through popular websites.
Social media was incredibly important for my brothers and I in the beginning of our career, and still is today, and is a big part of everything we do. And I feel like with Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, there's so many instant ways to connect with your fans.
Today's music industry is mixing genres, and aspiring music producer Giovanni Quattrochi says it's getting interesting.
Especially in hip-hop, there's a lot of sampling of different genres of music, and I think I'm excited to see where music is going to go.
Music is also becoming international, says Elise Goh, who hopes to become a songwriter.
I'm also pretty excited. I think it's very cool. I'm really interested in Korean and Asian genre music. So it's like Korean and Chinese pop music, and they're like fusing American influences into their music, and I feel that's very cool to hear. Like a pop song you'd think you'd hear on the radio in America in like another language.
Success is not just about talent, says Brian London, who plays keyboard for such artists as Lady Gaga. He tells the campers it's also about perseverance and hard work.
Being a great player, everybody's a great player. So a lot of artists and management labels and music directors look at more than just being a great player in order to be hired for a gig.
These musicians say that, most of all, it takes a love of music to succeed in this exciting and evolving business. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.